Tri-M RV Center, how may I direct your call?
Hi, to Stephanie.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Thanks.
Tri-M RV, where RV stands for real value. You have our word on it. We have received multiple awards and earned a reputation for first-class quality and service. Our extensively trained, no-pressure professional sales staff and RVIA-certified technicians will make purchasing and servicing your RV an enjoyable experience. We invite you to visit our website, take a look at our inventory page at trimrv.com.
This is Stephanie. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Carl Hainer. I'm returning your call.
Yes, hello. I sent you an email, too, because sometimes, well, I think I did. It might have went to Chris. This thing's went nuts today. I have a part in for you.
Okay, the converter?
I do. I spoke with my manager about it, and he said that considering it's electrical, we have to send it back and we have to send draws and things like that. He said that we'll need to install this and check those batteries out for you.
How can you install something that I can't drive?
To my understanding, hang on a minute. Let me get you on the phone with somebody so I don't third party it. I don't like to do that. Hang on 1 second for me, Carl.
Where you can shop online to find your next RV. Please hold. We'll be with you shortly. Trust in our experience. Our unique history began in 1967, and at Tri-M RV, we continue to be your most trusted source for a full lineup of both new and used Class A gas motorhomes, Class C and B-plus motorhomes, as well as a full selection of the finest fifth wheels, travel trailers, and destination trailers. Tri-M RV Center of East Tennessee has been serving Greene County and East Tennessee since 2009 and is just off exit 23 on I-81 in Greene County. If you can't find what you need here, let us know and we'll do our best to help you get just what you want as soon as possible.
Services is Chris. How may I help you?
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
I think Stephanie was trying to. I was on hold with Stephanie.
Yep, she said you had a question.
Well, no, I thought she was going to take care of this.
Oh,
I had
gotcha.
I got an RV. She wants me to bring the RV in, but I can't because it has dead battery and a bad converter.
Okay.
So it was my understanding that I was just going to bring the converter in and the two batteries, and they were going to give me the converter and the two batteries, and then I install it myself.
Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of times with warranty stuff, the manufacturer sometimes won't cover the warranty. If the customer does the repair, we have to have it done in-house. I know with dead batteries and a dead converter, as long as you plug into your tow vehicle and you've got your battery switch on, the tow vehicle actually charges the batteries as you drive.
Well, that's not correct because the batteries are so dead, they're completely gone. And if the vehicle comes disconnected from my vehicle, tow vehicle, you have no brakes.
So I was
still able to drive that way.
Gotcha. And I was talking to the tech about this one. He said to verify to make sure everything's working, he says all you got to do is plug into the back of the vehicle, and if you go inside and turn on one of the 12-volt lights and they come on, that tells you right there that there's juice going into those batteries.
That's right. Well, I have nothing. I measured the voltage. Remember, I took pictures of it, and I measured the converter voltage. And just to relapse, this all should have been done before I picked it up. You know, so Forest River should really stand by me on this. When I went to pick it up, they knew, Stephanie knew, and the technician that helped us knew that the battery was dead then. they should have realized that the bad was caused by a bad converter. That was probably caused by the panel that they replaced. And they should have checked it out before I came.
Okay.
So I was under the understanding when I talked to Stephanie that she was just going to place an order for a converter, and I don't want to put my converter in because
yes.
There could be something else wrong.
Correct.
But I'm not going to drive it. So the other alternative is have you guys send a tech to my home and put it in, and have Forest River pay for it. Now, I can't see an alternative. Can you?
That would be, I can't make that choice, when it comes to getting service calls paid for, cause I don't deal on the warranty side. But I do know a lot of times when it does come to service calls and stuff like that, the manufacturer will not pay for those. And it's kind of, I know what you're saying, where you think, you know, you've got a spot where you're kind of stuck, and the only way I can think to see if any of that stuff would be covered would actually be to call Forest River. I know they give us a certain amount of stuff that we can do, and there's certain things that we can't.
Right. Now, I don't know if it make any difference, but, you know, when I call Forest River, I'm going to complain about your service department because they didn't check these things out before I left.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know if they care. Well, we
get a lot of dead batteries if a coach sits down, like, at the bottom of the lot, and we bring them up because we've got the certain things like CO2 detectors, memory on the radios and stuff like that draw the batteries down. So for us to bring a unit up and have it the battery dead is not uncommon. So we don't think anything other than it just, you know, the running units inside made the battery go dead.
Yeah, but this is not just dead. This is destroyed. Because when you put a voltage on a battery, if it's below a certain voltage, it's gone. It's shot. I mean, your technician should know that.
Not necessarily. When it comes to deep cycle batteries, they're made to go down to a certain point and then come back up.
They are?
They are.
Well, let me call the manufacturer website, because everywhere I see it says if it drops below, I think, 8, it's completely shot. So I don't know. Well, let me call Forest River. And I'll just demand that they send something out. And I don't like being deceived by... When I talked to Stephanie last time, it was I was going to go pick up the part, pick up the batteries. They can test the batteries right there, just like can do it at, you know, Advance Auto.
Yeah.
And the converter can be tested right then, and I bring it back and I plug it in myself. I mean, it doesn't void the warranty unless they can prove to me that I did something wrong to the vehicle. So I know that for a fact.
Okay.
So, I'll call Forest River and then I'll call the owner or something, because I don't like how I'm being treated, not by you, but by the
yes.
whole situation.
I got you.
It should have been checked out first. You know, you guys have had it for 2 months, and you guys should have made sure that the converter was running properly, and it's not. You know, it's ridiculous. So,
gotcha.
Okay, I'll call them up and put a complaint in.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.